live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach and South Donegal Deputy Marian Harkin clashed in the Dáil earlier after Deputy Harkin asked him to lead what she termed an honest and open debate on immigration. The HSE says the Ballyshannon Community Hospital will open in February. A Castlefin councillor says it's deja vu with the town hit with flooding twice within the space of 4 days. And it's emerged that it cost a resident of a Dublin facility supporting adults with physical disabilities and neurological impairments €4,000 to holiday in Donegal. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Taoiseach and South Donegal Deputy Marian Harkin clashed in the Dáil earlier today after Deputy Harkin asked him to lead what she termed an honest and open debate on immigration. She told the Dáil that many people in the community are concerned and afraid, citing among other things the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore in 2022. Leo Vrantker pointed out to Deputy Harkin that Joseph Pushka, who was found guilty of murdering the school teacher, was an EU citizen and had been living in Ireland for 10 years. A clearly frustrated Taoiseach challenged Deputy Harkin's comments.
Taoiseach, you're disappointed. I'm disappointed that you didn't engage. I'm disappointed that you didn't respond to the real concerns that I hear from people. And this is dividing people. I mean, I won't be lectured. Taoiseach, the last public meeting that I attended, there were vile slurs spoken against migrants. And I was the only public rep who called them out. But equally, when members of my community express what they feel are genuine concerns, I won't close my ears.
Sadly, people from all sorts of backgrounds and all sorts of genders and all sorts of races and religions and colours commit crimes. But to conflate crime and violence against women in particular with migration, I think, is profoundly wrong and profoundly dangerous. Yes, you did, Deputy. Yes, you did, Deputy.
Let the Taoiseach respond.
I need a bit of help from people in this house
The HSE says the Ballyshannon Community Hospital will open in February. Yesterday, the INMO released a statement blaming an ongoing dispute between staff and the HSE for delays in the opening of the facility. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Talks held last Friday between the HSE and INMO in the Workplace Relations Commission broke down as the parties were unable to reach an agreement. The INMO has described the outcome as deeply disappointing and is insisting that staffing and clinical governance measures must be put in place before the opening of the hospital can be supported. The HSE says it remains committed to resolving matters through ongoing dialogue. INMO members are now considering industrial action in pursuance of an agreement on safe staffing and clinical governance for the hospital, which the HSE says is disappointing before engagement and conciliation have been allowed to reach a conclusion.
Well, the government has been called on to fully lift the HSE recruitment freeze. The Labour leader made the plea earlier, saying the current healthcare system is under severe pressure and is dangerous for patients. It comes on the back of an internal HSE document released to the Irish Times, which states the vast majority of vacant posts are not funded under this year's budget. Ivana Bacic says the government must get a handle on the crisis.
The reality is that lifting the freeze for certain contracts or certain grades will fix nothing. And it's an indictment of your healthcare policies. It's an indictment that we've come to accept that long waiting lists in hospitals are somehow normal, and we should see the full recruitment freeze lifted across all grades, as our healthcare staff are seeking.
The Castlefin councillor says it's deja vu with the town hit with flooding twice within the space of 4 days. McGlynn's restaurant on Main Street was forced to close on Sunday and yesterday yet again due to flooding outside their premises. They say they are living in constant fear of losing their business and have called on Donegal County Council to take action. That's been echoed by councillor Gary Doherty.
This is a case of deja vu, and it's something that happens repeatedly, regardless of whether we have name storms or not. anytime there's heavy rain, it seems that this flooding incident happens on the National Premier Road just outside McGlynn's restaurant, and it's simply not good enough anymore. That the delays that have been occurring to the flood relief scheme and the length of time it's taken for that process to actually get shovels in the ground simply is not acceptable anymore.
Speaking of McGlynn's, they had another post up again yesterday saying that they're becoming increasingly worried every single time that they're going to lose their business.
Yeah, and it's completely understandable. The restaurant has been flooded on previous occasions, and obviously they don't have flood insurance because of the previous instances of flooding. So the reality is that if floodwaters do get into that premises, that could be the end of the business. And it's the same for residential properties that are in the area as well, that if they are flooded once again, that, you know, they have no recourse to claim off insurance. And look, they need to see action. They need to see this problem solved once and for all. It's simply a matter of creating a bigger channel across the National Primary Road to allow that water to drain away, and for a non-return valve at the other side to make sure that any water coming from the river isn't backed up, like we've seen over the last number of days and repeatedly over the last number of years. So that needs to be fixed ASAP.
It cost a resident of a Dublin facility supporting adults with physical disabilities and neurological impairments €4,000 to holiday in Donegal. In a HICWA report published today, it was revealed that the provider had a policy in place setting out that residents were responsible for the majority of staff costs if required, in addition to their own while on holiday. Inspectors say this resulted in a financial burden being placed on the residents in order to enjoy a short break in Ireland. One financial record shows a five-day holiday in Donegal cost the resident €3,115 in staff costs alone, with the cost of accommodation, diesel and food, including staff meals, bringing the total to just over €4,000. The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The chair of Donegal County Council's defective concrete block grant committee is calling for resources to be put in place to ensure homeowners have timely access to documents needed to progress applications under the enhanced scheme. In order to access the scheme, homeowners are required to submit planning permission approval documentation. The issue for some, however, is that pre-2008 planning approvals are not accessible online. Councillor Martin McDermott says all efforts must be made to ensure affected homeowners aren't left waiting to get their homes remediated.
Part of the new scheme and part of the process now at the start of that scheme is that you have to be planning compliant to get on the new enhanced scheme. For applicants that would have got planning, say, pre-2008, those documents are not available online, so they would have to request them from Donegal County Council. And I've had a number of applicants coming to me, you know, waiting quite a long time to get those documents. It's vitally important that the council are in a position to get back to people with those documents in a timely manner, because that holds back their application. They can't submit that application without that documentation. So people are waiting, and we can't have families that need their houses fixed waiting on documentation from the local authority. So I've asked the executive planner for Nishon to bring that back to the council and see could someone be dedicated to that role, even if it was one day a week or 2 days a week, that anyone that needs those applications or needs that paperwork, that can be facilitated within, say, 4, 5, 6 days, whatever, in a timely manner anyway, so that can come back to people and they get their applications in. Because it's important, you know, that we as a council are not holding anyone up from getting their application in for the defective concrete block scheme.
Works could start on the new Buncrana Leisure Centre this year. An application for party at planning for the development is set to come before the plenary meeting of Donegal County Council on Monday. Councillor Jack Murray hopes the application will be unanimously approved and will go ahead as part of a €20 million development of the town's shorefront. He believes once a formal funding application is submitted, it will be all systems go.
I'm absolutely confident that application will be approved. Last year, I moved a motion at full council asking that the leisure centre will be included in that application, so it would be an expanded application. We're now talking over €20 million to be invested in the shorefront, including a brand new leisure centre. I think there's no application in the country that could compete with it. I think it's going to be the best application in the Rural Development Fund. So hopefully that can get on the line. But I've been speaking to the council officials and council staff that have been in charge of this application, and they are pulling out all the stops to get to get the funding for this application. But none of this could happen without planning approval, and that's why it's just critical that we've got to the point. So on Monday that we will ratify the planning application for our new leisure centre, for which we'll be welcomed by everybody in Inishowen once it eventually goes ahead.
Is it feasible that we could see a start to construction, or be close to a start to construction, within this calendar year?
Well, I would love to see that, and there's been a lot of false dawns in the leisure centre saga to date. So I can't see why not. If we put our shoulders to the wheel, we can get the funding in place. I'd be hopeful that can happen, but of course there has been false dawns. But regardless, we've reached a critical juncture at this point, and it just shows that the leisure centre is moving forward, and we definitely will have a leisure centre in Buncrana, I've no doubt about it.
People Before Profit has today announced the candidate they're putting forward for this year's European elections to represent the Midlands Northwest constituency. Dr. Brian O'Boyle will be vying for the Midlands Northwest seat, while it's also been confirmed that Breed Smith will stand as the party's candidate for Dublin and Cian Prendeville will contest Ireland South. The party says the trio will use their voice to advocate for a Europe that's opposed to war and racism and which puts people before profit. Speaking at the party's launch today, Dr. O'Boyle says if elected, he will fight for democracy.
You can't have an ongoing democratic society if you have that level of inequality of wealth, influence and power, and I think we have to stand against that. And you know, it's worth saying that behind those statistics are real human lives. I had a quick look. 1 in 5 kids are going to school hungry in this country, right? So it's vast wealth, but 1 in 5 kids going to school hungry. 24% of single parents are in deprivation. Tens of thousands of pensioners can't afford to heat their homes, right? So this is not just statistics, it's real human lives that we're trying to highlight and argue for. And in the end, you know, if we want democracy, we need to fight for that. And if we want to have a society based on solidarity and empathy, then I think the election is a place for us to stand for those values and against the ideas of the far right, for example, who take the genuine anger and concern of people and misdirect it against other vulnerable people. So we'll be determined to make sure that we write the record on who actually causes the misery in this world. And it's not refugees, it's the 1% at the top of society.
Meanwhile, 3 candidates have been confirmed to contest the upcoming local elections for Fine Gael in Donegal. Councillor Barry Sweeney has been selected in the Donegal local electoral area, along with Manus Boyle, the son of former County Councillor John Boyle. Meanwhile, Aaron Sweeney was selected to represent the Milford electoral area.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also, great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with local soccer, Ned McGuinty has returned to Sligo Rovers on a short-term loan deal. The goalkeeper has failed to make the breakthrough at Oxford this season and will be with the Bitter Red until June. And Paddy McCourt has stepped down as Derry City Academy manager and technical director. He transitioned into the roles after finishing his playing career at the Brandywell, where he spent 8 years. Institute FC, they have also announced today that former Northern Ireland international Daniel Lafferty, he has signed with the club. Lafferty has played with a number of clubs, including Sheffield United, Burnley, Shamrock Rovers and, of course, Derry City. Daniel will sign for the Championship club until at the end of the season. At schools football, FAI Schools Breed Care Senior Girls Cup final played today for under 20 large schools. Scolwara Buncrana defeated Loretto of Letterkenny by 2-0. Across channel, Liverpool, they take a 2-1 lead to Fulham for the second leg of tonight's Carabao Cup semi final. Kickoff at Craven Cottage is at 8 o'clock. Chelsea, they await the winners in next month's final. Elsewhere tonight in the Championship, 4th place Leeds United, they host 8th place Norwich City at Elland Road. And in the Scottish Premiership, there's 2 games down for decision. Hibs, they host Rangers, who are in 2nd spot. They can close the gap on Celtic to 5 points with a victory tonight. Also tonight, St Johnson, they play Aberdeen. And in the Africa Cup of Nations, Ivory Coast, they have sacked manager Jean-Louis Gasquet, even though they can still qualify for the last 16 at the Africa Cup of Nations. Monday's 4-0 defeat to Equatorial Guinea leaves the tournament hosts hoping results go their way tonight to advance as one of the best third-place teams. The final round of fixtures in Group E have just started with all four teams with hopes of progress. South Africa, they play Tunisia, and Mali, they face Namibia. At 8 o'clock in Group F, Morocco, they play Zambia, and Tanzania face Democratic Republic of Congo. In golf, Seamus Power and Shane Lowry, they both tee off in the PGA Tour this evening in the Farmers Insurance Championship. They're both due to tee off at 5:30. Adrian Moronk, he withdrew from the field before today's first round, and he's replaced by Eric Barnes. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz first Australian Open title will have to wait for at least another year. The man's second seed was beaten by four sets by Alexander Zverev. The German will play Daniel Medvedev in the semi-finals. He needed five sets to end the challenge of Hubert Hurkacz. And Dani Jastrzemski is the first qualifier to reach the semi-finals in Melbourne since 1978 after a straight sets win over Linda Noskova. Zhuan Quinen awaits the Ukrainian in the women's semi-finals after she beat Anna Kalinska in three sets. And finally for this evening, in motorsport, Formula One team AlphaTauri has been rebranded following a partnership between Visa and Red Bull. It will be known as Visa Cash App RB and will make its debut in the season opener in March's Bahrain Grand Prix. Australian Daniel Ricciardo and Japanese driver Yuki Tsunoda, they will be the drivers for that team. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Donegal developer has said he plans to concentrate his efforts on Northern Ireland after his experience with the proposed social housing development, which he built in Milford. PJ Doherty began work on the 17 home Lochfern development in 2019 on the understanding that Donegal County Council would buy the houses under a turnkey arrangement. He said there was an agreement but no contracts were signed and the council withdrew from the deal when the effects of COVID on the construction sector pushed up prices. He subsequently reached an agreement with the Cooperative Housing Ireland Group for them too, but says the indications are that the council will not be supporting that deal. During a lengthy interview on today's 9 till noon show, PJ Doherty told Greg Hughes there are other potential developments in the same situation.
Why is Donegal County Council supporting housing associations to purchase houses and then pulling into them? Like, I have another two sites that I've invested a lot of money in that I have invested in the strength of getting support of cooperative housing because cooperative housing got support at the council. Now, I'm sitting back waiting for the email to say that cooperative housing is pulling their support in them after me investing all that money. So, and I'm not an isolated developer around the county. There's other developers around the county that's got the exact same news.
We need a lot of houses here to grow the county, but also to deal with people that need accommodation through defective concrete and what have you. Do you think the way the council is handling these issues is actually going to mean that developers who we need are going to look elsewhere to do business?
I don't think it. I know it. In the last 18 months, I have invested in 11 different investments in Northern Ireland simply because I don't trust the structure in the Republic of Ireland. So all my future developments, and we already have one of our sites in Northern Ireland on the ground, but all my future developments is going to be in Northern Ireland.
Okay,
because I don't trust the structure here.
And you can listen back to that full interview on our website, highlandradio.com. Finally, 82% of people support the introduction of the deposit return scheme, which goes live next week. 95% of consumers, meanwhile, plan to engage with the circular economy initiative, according to research by AMRAC. A refundable deposit will apply to plastic bottles and aluminium cans in a bid to encourage more people to recycle from February the 1st. Weather now mostly dry this evening with a mix of cloud, sunny spells and well scattered showers. Highest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach and South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin clashed in the Dáil earlier today after Deputy Harkin asked him to lead what she termed an honest and open debate on immigration. She told the Dáil that many people in the community are concerned and afraid, citing among other things the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore in 2022. The HSE says the Ballyshannon Community Hospital will open in February. Yesterday, the INMO released a statement blaming an ongoing dispute between staff and the HSE for delays in the opening of the facility. The Castlefin Council says it's deja vu, with the town hit by flooding twice within the space of 4 days. McGlynn's restaurant on Main Street was forced to close on Sunday and yesterday again due to flooding outside their premises. And it's emerged that it cost a resident of a Dublin facility supporting adults with physical disabilities and neurological impairments €4,000 to holiday in Donegal. In a HICWA report published today, it was revealed that the provider had a policy in place setting out that residents were responsible for the majority of staff costs if required, in addition to their own while on holiday. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of January. The death has taken place of Timothy O'Dowd, 14, Nancy's Lane, Strabane, reposing at his home tonight from 8 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Desi Desmond Sweeney, 9, Cheshire Apartments, Long Lane, Letterkenny, formerly of Salahagrane and Thorndale. Reposing at his late residence until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 4:30 with removal to St Union's Cathedral for reception prayers at 5 o'clock. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, which can be viewed on St Union's Cathedral webcam. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Drumahull Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Cheshire Apartments or the Donegal branch of the MS Society. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, née Gallagher, Coolmine, Dublin 15, formerly of Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Reposing at Cunningham's Funeral Home, Blanchardstown, on Friday evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Removal on Saturday morning to St Bridget's Church, Blanchardstown, arriving for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation in Glasnevin Crematorium. Mary's funeral mass can be viewed on blanchardstownparish.ie. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. The death has taken place of Seamus Stanley Casey, 183 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 10 to 2 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 2:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Eta Boyle, née Harkin, Letterilly, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Harbour Lights Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Billy Forbes, 26 Silverthorne Avenue, Coleraine, formerly of Strabane, reposing at his brother Martin Forbes' home at 12 Tullochore Heights, Strabane. Funeral from there this evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Melmount, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.